Hello, this is Zelig Pliskin of Aisha Torah. Our text is Building Your Self-Image and the Self-Image of Others. Chapter 30. For a lazy person, you do a lot. I once met a very intelligent, accomplished person who told me that he frequently told himself for many years, for a lazy person, you do a lot. For a lazy person, you work very hard. Finally, he said, I realize that I'm not lazy. When he was younger, someone told him he was lazy, and that stayed in his mind. That became his self-identity. That became his self-image, and that became how he viewed himself. But the reality was, he did a lot. He worked very, very hard. He helped a lot of people in his profession. He gained a lot of knowledge. And he was a very busy person, doing a lot. But he always had that self-image. I am lazy, and for a lazy person, do a lot. Then eventually, it realized, it sunk in, I'm not lazy. And I've heard very similar things from other people. For instance, I was told by many people, for a shy, introverted person, I'm actually very friendly and outgoing. Or, for a timid person, I have a lot of courage, even bravery at times. Or, some people told me, for a non-studious person, I spend a lot of time studying. For a selfish person, I do a lot of kindness. So catch yourself if you're ever saying anything like this. Because if this statement, when we first make a limiting statement or a statement about ourselves saying we have a fault or don't have a certain strength, and then we go on to say, but I really have this in many ways, that means we have that quality. So there's a reality. It means definitely it's not real to say, well, I'm always like a certain positive way just because we'd like to be that way. But not identifying ourselves with a limitation, not identifying ourselves with a fault, with a negative character trait. So think about some things that you say about yourself that are limiting, that present you in not a positive light. And then see where already in your life you speak, act, and think in ways that are consistent with the positive qualities that you really like to have, the really way you'd like to be. So if you have any way for this type of person, I really do this and this, positive things, be aware of what ways you might be saying that or thinking that, because that opens you up to seeing yourself in a positive light and seeing yourself in a positive light. Because when a person looks at themselves, I'm an active person who accomplishes. I'm a person with tremendous courage. I'm a person who's able to study and concentrate and focus. Looking at yourself with positive qualities helps you build those positive qualities. It makes it easier and makes every time you speak and act and think in ways consistent with those positive qualities, you build it stronger and stronger. You're not fighting yourself. You're not keep thinking about a paradox. Oh, for a lazy person, I do a lot. If you do a lot, say, well, I'm a person who really does a lot of things. And even if you don't do as much as you think some other people might, still, if you're doing a lot of positive things, you're doing a lot of positive actions, that means you have that ability to do it, and you'll keep adding to it.